Levin, Biden doesn't care about women, doesn't even care about the mother of his grandchild. By Jeff Poor on May 9, 2023. Monday on FNC's Hannity, conservative talker Mark Levin blasted President Joe Biden for his claim to caring about women. According to Levin, this was in dispute given how Biden has treated the mother of his grandchild. Transcript as follows. Hannity, here with Reaction, syndicated radio host and the host of Life, Liberty and Levin, the top-rated show on the weekends here at Fox, the great one, Mark Levin. Sir, I think he's going to get challenged and I think the challenge is going to be beyond Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And I would not be shocked if Gavin Newsom jumps in. Thoughts? Mark Levin, Fox News host, Life, Liberty and Levin. One of my first thought is, I don't fly on private jets but it's certainly one of my goals in life to do that. Let me tell you something, Sean. His poll number should be zero. I want to get something off my chest. This guy has a granddaughter, his own flesh and blood, who he pretends he doesn't have. This guy has no class, he's got no character, he never did. He'll kiss other babies. He'll make like he cares about other kids. He'll attack Republicans for not supporting this program or that program and single women and on and on and on. I just want to say something to Joe Biden. Why don't you act like a man? Why don't you act like a father and a grandfather? Why don't you tell that reprobate son of yours to take care of his daughter? It doesn't matter how she came into the world. That's your flesh and blood. When somebody asks your wife how many grandkids you have and she says six, that's a sin. This little four-year-old girl, she doesn't know from anything. Except that her grandfather is famous and ignores her. What do you think she feels? You've got all kinds of events at that White House, Joe, on Easter, Easter egg rolls, Christmas. You're very, very busy with all these events and all these strangers and all their children. You don't even care about your own four-year-old little granddaughter? What's wrong? The mother wouldn't have an abortion and so you're offended by it? You claim to care about single women and women. And you attack Republicans relentlessly. You don't care about women. You don't even care about that single woman. You don't even care about the mother of your grandchild. So you have no class. You don't act like a man. You don't say to your son, look, you take care of that little girl. And if you can't afford it, I'm a millionaire. You are, I will give you some money to do it. You step up and you do the right thing. Now, you imagine what that four-year-old little girl feels like. This guy should be getting a zero in the polls and as well as his mental capacity. We ought to be talking about his character. He has no character. He has no soul. He doesn't give a damn about his own family. You think he gives a damn about strangers? I would ask the audience, you think he cares about you and your kids? Would you turn your back on a little girl like that? It doesn't matter how she came to be, she is and his son had a role in it. He says he's proud of his son. It's one thing to defend your son, but it's another thing to be proud of this kid who was a drug addict, who paid for prostitutes, who purchased a gun and lied on his form, who didn't pay his taxes, who got a woman pregnant and then walks away from the baby. You're proud of that. Honestly, sir, you're sick, and the fact that you don't step up and take care of business in your own family tells me plenty. So as far as his polls go at 36%, I can tell you, in my family, it's a big zero. And I think people need to think about the complete lack of character this man. There's a reason why they don't discuss this on CNN and MSNBC. There's a reason why they don't write about it in opinion columns in the New York Times and the Washington Post. There's a reason they don't discuss this on CBS, NBC and ABC, because it's putrid. It's unconscionable, it's revolting. As he shuffles around from place to place, as he pretends that he cares about other people as he does a bad imitation of Franklin Roosevelt, the fact of the matter is this is a bad family, whether it comes to their financial corruption, whether it comes to their treatment of women, when it comes to even treatment of a little baby like this. As far as I'm concerned, this is a bad dude. He's got no class. He's got no character. And by the way, one other thing I want to say. I want to say something to the reporters and the hosts and the opinion people on the other networks and in the newspapers. I want to say something to their bosses and to their executives. And I'm speaking for myself from my heart. When you release all your damn emails and all your damn text messages and all your damn documents, voluntarily, I assume, then you can lecture us. Otherwise, screw off. I'm done. Hannity, Maybe your best yet. The great one Mark Levin, thank you, sir. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.